96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Whether you're reimagining your backyard or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams, let Prairie Land Partners show you how easy and affordable it is to own a John Deere. Go to PrairieLandPartners.com. Click on the PLP Builder to build, price, and buy a compact utility tractor, mower, gator, or skid steer. Get started today at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, January 17th, Martin Luther King Day, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by RSVP Project Coordinator Kitty Hamilton. Kitty, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Kitty.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. What's going on with RSVP here today?
Oh, goodness. We've got boxes out all over town, and we're collecting peanut butter and jelly and bread for the food pantries.
Outstanding. Well, this is a part of the MLK Day of Service project, which we announced last month on our airwaves to really help the food pantries across Lyon County. Remind folks, Kitty, how this idea developed.
Well, the program that I work with is an AmeriCorps program with the AmeriCorps seniors. And they, across the nation, they're really a home for the MLK Day of Service projects. So we're always encouraged to try to come up with one or to try to coordinate with others in our community that are doing programs. And so I couldn't find anything, early on to join up with. So we came up with this. We know the food pantries are always needing staples. And it comes up right after Christmas. You know, that's kind of the catch. And so it has to be something kind of easy to implement and that people can join in easily.
So. All right. So how easily can we join in, and what need we do, Kitty?
Well, I have boxes. My volunteers have put boxes all over in businesses in Emporia, and also the Opie Senior Center and the North Lyon County Senior Center are also participating. We're collecting, the theme is peanut butter, jelly, and bread. The bread came up because I guess there has been a change in the supply line. In most of the food pantries in Emporia have had trouble getting bread for the last few months, and so we're trying to fill a slot there. So my volunteers, they're assigned to different boxes in businesses around town. If you see that the box is empty, you shouldn't worry, because they've been going around collecting a couple times a week and going ahead and getting those items moved into the food pantries. The food pantries that we're taking to are, the First Christian Church has one, and a volunteer is working that. We have the one at the First United Methodist Church, also Sacred Heart, and the Salvation Army. Those are the four main places.
I've got to ask here, first off, how have the donations gone since you announced this project here a few weeks back? And the other thing I was going to ask is, what type of donations have you gotten that maybe aren't specifically on your desired list? You know, the peanut butter, the jelly, and the bread. Have you? I'm assuming that you've gotten other things here, too, to help the effort.
You know, I don't think so. I think they've all got peanut butter, jelly, and bread so far. So people have kind of kicked in with theme, which is fun. The pantries can also use rice, noodles, and crackers was the other one that they mentioned that they need this time of year. So those things, of course, we will sure take and get them distributed where they need to go.
So, the shelf life of the bread, obviously, is something you have to watch pretty carefully then, right?
Right. And it's worked out really nice. You know, my volunteers, most of them are retired, and so I just was very lucky that four of them stepped up immediately, and they divided up the list of businesses, and every time they're in town, they just walk through and check, you know, those boxes. And and if they can't use the bread, like the First Christian Church, they only distribute once a week, and so if they get bread, you know, at an odd time, then they're moving it on over to the Salvation Army, which is distributing bread, I think, three times a week on a regular basis. So So that's how that works.
Kitty, how pleased are you right now with, you know, this being the first time we've you know, seen the project like this? How pleased are you with the community response and the business response opening their doors here to help this effort along?
Oh, it's been exciting. We've had just a trickle. It just is a steady trickle. My volunteers are calling in with numbers when they move items onto the pantries. And we've had over 70 or so items so far. So I think with, you know, no more than what we've done with been able to do to get the word out and people are noticing, I think it's a really, really good start. I was hoping today when people are out and about, maybe, you know, it's supposed to be a day of service, not a day off. And so just a little twist in thinking, and maybe people would notice the boxes today and make an extra effort.
So, again, where are the boxes located?
Okay, well, of course, we have one at the Opie Senior Center and the North Lyon County Senior Center, and then at the Friendship Center on West Logan at our business. The other places are Sutherland's Lumber, the Flint Hills Mall, Waters Hardware, the Wash House Laundry, Graves Drugstore, Casa Ramos, Dillon's, Emporia Main Street, Country Mart, NCS, which is a computer place on Commercial, Emporia Public Library, Bluestem, ValueNet Fiber, Clint Boyer Toyota, Goods Cash Saver, PT Associates on Industrial, Mel's Tire, and Peerless Tire.
So you have a pretty healthy list, to say the least, of partners. So that has to be very heartening.
Yes, it really was. And most of them, the volunteers, you know, came to me and said, I know someone there. I think we can put in a box. And so it just kept growing. So maybe we can keep doing this. Maybe this is a good project for Emporia.
Could very well be. So how long will the boxes be out?
Oh, yeah, we are going to collect everything up at the end of January. So the 28th is the day that we're planning on closing everything up.
Mm-hmm. Kitty, one other question here, and it kind of goes to a wider reach here for RSVP. Remind folks really what the RSVP program is all about, who's eligible to be part of RSVP, and what type of projects you're doing on a regular basis here throughout the course of the year.
Oh, good. Good question. I have over 100 volunteers. They're Lyon County residents who are 55 years of age and older. You know, it's been proven over and over that as you get older, it's important that you keep connected to your community. A lot of times we retire or we go to less hours and less responsibility in our work, and our families grow up, and we end up, we get disconnected from the things that we've done. And so it's just as healthy for me to stay involved as it is for the person that I'm helping. That's the kind of the gist of the program. Three of the big programs that we provide volunteers for are the Friendship Meals Delivery, of course, and then the Sheriff has a volunteer patrol, and those are RSVP members. The hospital, those greeters and gift shop people and sorting the mail and same-day surgery, a lot of those are RSVP members. The food pantries have a lot of my volunteers. We have a program called Senior to Senior. I have seniors who are calling some of our most isolated people in Lyon County and just making friendly chat calls with them once every couple of weeks. You know, and you can do just your neighbor that needs yard work or needs to be taken to a doctor appointment or we count those hours too. So,
a lot of options, a lot of opportunities, volunteer opportunities through RSVP. We'll help out with the MLK Day of Service project going through the end of this month. Peanut butter, jelly, and bread.
Yes.
Get it donated.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
okay,
great idea.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Kitty, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That is RSVP Project Coordinator Kitty Hamilton on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, we actually do have the next two open, which will be tomorrow and Wednesday at 7:15, and we're working right now to get those filled, plus the newsmaker two slots for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So give us a call, 620-342-1400. Shoot us an email, kvue@kvue.com, and we will get you on the schedule. Next newsmaker Thursday that is scheduled will feature Newman Regional Health CEO Bob Wright as we update the hospital's COVID-19 response.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 730, 27 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Say yes. Say yes to seeing family. Say yes.